there, just regular.
Mike Brooks gets his coffee at Caldi's on mornings he has meetings. Lately, there have been a lot of them. He's president of Ready, and the Enhanced Enterprise Zone his group is behind has been highly controversial. But Brooks has one thing in mind, jobs.
Our interest is in job creation. You know, we want to be in a position to support entrepreneurial opportunities. That's my vision for the future.
Much of the controversy stems from the method by which areas qualify for the program. To be part of an EEZ, an area must be declared blighted based on a number of characteristics, including poverty, infrastructure, and safety. Before the EEZ program began in 2004, there was a similar tax abatement program known as the Enterprise Zone. It's similar to the EEZ, but with a key difference. A percentage of the tax revenue from those companies was earmarked for reinvestment to improve the area and remove blight. While president of the Economic Development Corporation in Lafayette, Indiana, Brooks helped set up a similar program, known in Indiana as an urban enterprise zone. Dennis Carson is the director of the Economic Development Department in Lafayette. One quarter of Lafayette is within the urban enterprise zone, and more than 1,000 jobs have been created by companies receiving incentives.
We've attracted more money in the area, more investment, and it's had a physical effect that's been very positive. So, We view that as something very good here in Lafayette.
For the EEZ proposed in Columbia, no such reinvestment or removal of blight is required. In Missouri, it's simply a job program, but the blight clause remains. The Department of Economic Development, which created the program, declined to comment for this series. Nevertheless, the Missouri Tax Credit Review Commission recently deemed the Enhanced Enterprise Zone an effective tax credit. The commission was created in 2010 to assess tax credits in Missouri after the use of state tax credits more than quadrupled from 1998 to 2010. Pete Levy co-chaired the group that looked at the EEZ program.
It was creating somewhere in the neighborhood of 800 to 1,000 new jobs each year that it was implemented and resulted in a significant investment.
The commission found that after 10 years, every state dollar invested into the EEZ program returned a little less than $5 to the state. Levy says that's a good return on investment. The commission suggested only a couple changes to the program in 2010. It recommended changing the language about distressed communities so more areas would qualify.
The legislature should consider ways to make the definitions broader. That was put in there so that it would have greater applicability around the state.
But that language hasn't been changed yet. Barbara Hoppe is the 6th Ward representative to Columbia City Council. She says the criteria for becoming an EEZ isn't logical, but some measure to determine EEZ qualifications must exist. Now, that's blight.
By its nature, it's not a logical process. It's a political process, which means you can have laws and statutes that don't necessarily make sense.
Now, City Council would have to pass an ordinance to start the process over again in Columbia. Hoppe would like to see the zone narrowly tailored to a couple places that are already zoned industrial.
I would like to see it at the most Route B and Discovery Ridge. I think that's plenty. And if nothing happens there, then maybe it's just isn't going to happen and we should pursue other methods.
In the meantime, Columbia City Council members are working with representatives at the state level to try to change the statute to eliminate blight. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.